A woman kept incarnating and then disappearing again. Why? Because she was frightened, of course. First time, see? Mrs. Hogg grinned. I personally never had any problems in that area, but I've been at a lot of births when it's all new to the girl, and she'll be frightened as hell, and when push comes to shove, if you take my meaning, she'll be yelling and swearing at the father, and I reckon that she'd give anything to be somewhere else. Well, this lady could be somewhere else. We'd have been in a real pickle if it wasn't for the man, as it turned out. The man that brought you. He was kind of foreign, you know, like the Ub people. Bald as a coot. I remember thinking, you look like a young man, mister. But you look like you've been a young man for a long, long time, if I'm any judge. Normally, I wouldn't have any man there, but he sat and talked to her in his foreign lingo and sang her songs and little poems and soothed her, and back she came out of thin air, and I was ready, and it was one, two, done. Then she was gone, except that she was still there, I think, in the air. What does she look like? Said Susan. Mrs. Hogg gave her a look. You've got to remember the view I got where I was sitting, she said. The kind of description I might give you ain't a thing anyone will put on a poster, if you get my meaning. And no woman looks at her breast at a time like that. She was young. She had dark hair. Mrs. Hogg refilled her brandy glass, and this meant the pause went on for some time. And she was old, too, if you're after the truth of it. Not old like me, I mean old. She stared at the fire. Old like darkness and stars, she said to the flames. The boy was left outside the Thieves' Guild, said Susan, to break the silence. I suppose they thought that with gifts like that, he'd be all right. The boy? He? What do you mean, he? Tick. Lady Lejeune was being strong. She'd never realised how much humans were controlled by their bodies. The thing nagged night and day. It was always too hot, too cold, too empty, too full, too tired. The key was discipline, she was sure. Auditors were immortal. If she couldn't tell her body what to do, she didn't deserve to have one. Bodies were a major human weakness. Senses, too. The auditors had hundreds of senses, since every possible phenomenon had to be witnessed and recorded. She could find only five available now. Five ought to be easy to deal with, but they were wired directly into the rest of the body. They didn't just submit information, they made demands. She'd walked past a stall selling roasted meats, and her mouth had started to drool. The sense of smell wanted the body to eat without consulting the brain. But that wasn't the worst part. The brain itself did its own thinking. That was the hardest part. The bag of soggy tissue behind the eyes worked away independently of its owner. It took in information from the senses and checked them against memory and presented options. Sometimes the hidden parts of it even fought for control of the mouth. Humans weren't individuals, they were, each one, a committee. Some of the other members of the committee were dark and red and entirely uncivilized. They had joined the brain before civilization. Some of them had got aboard even before humanity. And the bit that did the joined-up thinking had to fight in the darkness of the brain to get the casting vote. After little more than a couple of weeks as a human, the entity that was Lady Lejeune was having real trouble. Food, for example. Auditors did not eat. They recognised that feeble life forms had to consume one another to obtain energy and bodybuilding material. The process was astonishingly inefficient, however, and her ladyship had tried assembling nutrients directly out of the air. This worked, but the process felt... What was the word? Oh, yes. Creepy. Besides, part of the brain didn't believe it was getting fed and insisted that it was hungry. Its incessant nagging interfered with her thought processes, and so, despite everything, she'd had to face up to the whole... Well, the whole orifices business. The auditors had known about these for a long time. The human body appeared to have up to eight of them. One didn't seem to work, and the rest appeared to be multifunctional, although surprisingly, there looked to be only one thing that could be done by the ears. So yesterday, she'd tried a piece of dried toast. It had been the single worst experience of her existence. It had been the single most intense experience of her existence. It had been something else too. As far as she could understand the language, it had been enjoyable. It seemed that the human sense of taste was quite different from the sense as employed by an auditor.